And I'd just like to take this moment to thank a lot of people who are involved in the process between the scouts, the coaches, the doctors, football operations staff, and we're not done yet. So tomorrow's another day, but we felt like we did some things tonight to help the team improve both on defense and on offense.
On Justin Reed, besides what you get on tape, you like that he comes from an NFL household, one of the things he knows just about football from his brother.
Yeah, that's certainly something we're aware of, the football pedigree in the family. What I'll tell you about Justin is, number one, the prototypical body type, height, weight, speed for the position. Number two, production. Graded well in terms of production. Number three was the versatility, interchangeable ability in terms of playing strong safety, free safety, ability to play the run, and the ability to play the pass. So we feel like he's a fully dimensional safety at the position.
Brian, Bill, at any time did y'all think about the three picks in the third, maybe trying to get them in the second round, and did everybody follow right where y'all had them on your board?
I would say we consider every situation circumstantially when they emerge. When the opportunity arises where it makes sense to go up and get a player based on what was on the board, we would have done it. And when the opportunity told us to sit pat and wait for the next best available player, we would do that as well.
You guys see Martinez Rankin as a tackle primarily. Would you start him out there before you look at the inside?
Yeah, we see him as an offensive lineman and hopefully the best five play, where however that unravels here when once he gets here. But naturally, he was a starting left tackle in the SEC, so my hope is he'd have the ability to do that. But we also believe that if he has to play guard, right side, left side, wherever we need him, that this guy has the versatility to do that based on the composition of our own roster right now.
Is he physically ready to play after he had
an ankle
injury?
He is.
So he's ready to go?
Correct.
What can you guys tell us about your last pick here that just came down? Tight end?
I'll let Coach talk to him.
Yeah, no, we had Jordan in the Senior Bowl, and I thought, you know, like I've said before, you don't want to be coaching the Senior Bowl too many times, but to have the opportunity to coach in the Senior Bowl, we were able to see a lot of players, you know, and our coaches were able to coach them. Brian and I were able to talk about those guys, interview them, and Jordan was a guy that really came across very well, both as a, you know, obviously as a person and then as a player on the field. Good work ethic, good ability in the passing game. So we were excited to be able to have a chance to draft him.
Why is versatility so important on the offensive line for you guys? It's not only the guy you had tonight, but also
Yeah, I would say, Sarah, we've talked about this for a long time now. I think that when you get down to it, the phrase "the more you can do" is really important in this league. You know, I think that when you have guys on the offensive line that can play multiple positions, it helps you. You know, it helps you in practice. It helps you on the 53, and it helps you on game day. So I think that when you have too many one-hole players. And you don't have versatility, I don't think that's the route that we're ever going to try to take. So we try to look for guys in at many positions that have some versatility.
Justin Reed said that he was surprised because he hadn't heard from you guys since the combo, but obviously he made an impression.
Justin Reed.
He didn't hear from you guys since the combo, but he obviously made an impression on you. What do you remember from just meeting him?
Yeah, no, very smart guy, Aaron. And I don't, you know, look, I think, you know, some guys. You know, relative to how many times we talked to him and all those things. I mean, I don't think anyone really ever knows. You know, I think that at the end of the day, when you have an instinct about a guy, especially, you know, Brian had a real good vision for him, and we talked about it a lot. And when we saw him there, we were able to go get him. You know, it was an exciting pick for us. So we're really, really happy to add him to our roster. I think he can do some of that, John. You know, I think you got to be, you know, obviously without giving away too many details, I think you got to be real specific with how you use him in certain situations. But I think he's got toughness. He has physical toughness, and he can do a little of that. And I think, obviously, the value that he brings in the passing game is really important to us.
Brian, Coach, it's always in draft lore that you have the conundrum, best player available or a guy that feels a need. Seems like in these three players, we basically get on both. Guys that I'm sure probably rated high on their boards, but they absolutely feel needs for positions in the, on the team.
Yeah, we mentioned that tonight, that the best player selection is when the best player available does meet need. And perhaps that happened for us tonight. So if our process is right, it'll lead us to the best decision. And we feel like with the time that we spent in our meetings and our preparations that, you know, tonight we theoretically did take the best available, but it happened to actually fill perceivable needs for us as well.
Brian,
in your first draft with the Texans, what was it like having to wait a whole day and not be able to pick themselves tonight?
Yeah, in unique circumstance, 20 years of doing this, I've never had that experience before, but in a way, after yesterday, it allowed us to kind of reposition ourselves and think about, you know, what's already occurred, kind of measure the supply and the demand at the positions with 32 players already gone. And as the draft then evolves, you know, we're looking at the supply that possibly is falling to us, and we just let the board talk to us about what our decision should be.
What do you think the impact of having somebody with Reed's speed, not only in the secondary, he's already volunteering to play special teams. How does that kind of change the way you view your roster, adding team speed there?
We would always hope any skill or big skill player is going to contribute on fourth down for us, whatever position that might be. But in the process that I've spent with you guys through my arrival here and the few times I've done this with you guys, I've put that emphasis on height, weight, speed, improving our physical parameters, bigger, longer, stronger, adding more speed and athleticism to the team. And we feel like we were able to do that tonight at the positions that we selected.
Thank you.
Thank you.